a.m. VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. A jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington, prompting a large search and rescue operation in the nearby Potomac River. There were multiple fatalities. There was no immediate word on the cause of the collision late Wednesday. All takeoffs and landings from the airport were halted. The leader of Syria's rebels who overthrew President Bashar al-Assad last month has been named the country's interim president. More from AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Ahmad al-Shara once led an Islamist insurgent group that was affiliated with al-Qaeda, but it has denounced its former ties in recent years. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham led the fighting that toppled Assad in December, and al-Shara will lead Syria during the country's transitional phase. A spokesman says Syria's constitution, adopted in 2012 under Assad's rule, has been canceled, and that al-Shara will have the authority to form a temporary legislative council until a new constitution is drafted. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he will order the Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security to prepare a migrant detention facility at Guantanamo Bay for as many as 30,000 migrants. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And that's a tough place to get out of.
The U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, already houses a migrant facility separate from the high-security U.S. prison for foreign terrorism suspects. It has been used on occasion for decades, including to hold Haitians and Cubans picked up at sea.
That's Reuters' Gabe Singer, and this is VOA News. U.S.-funded aid programs worldwide have begun firing staff and preparing to shut down their operations as an unprecedented Trump administration freeze on foreign assistance brings their work to a sudden halt. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who initially exempted only emergency food programs and military aid to Israel and Egypt from the aid pause, agreed Tuesday to at least temporarily keep spending money on humanitarian programs that provide life-saving medicine, medical services, food, and shelter. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald Trump's nominee to serve as the nation's top health official, faced tough questions from senators Wednesday about his views on vaccinations, COVID-19, and the nation's health care system. VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on the confirmation proceedings.
I've often disturbed the status quo by asking uncomfortable questions. Well, I'm not going to apologize for that. We have massive health problems in this country that we must face honestly.
A former environmental attorney turned healthcare activist and author, Kennedy received strong support from Senate Republicans considering his nomination to lead the $1.7 trillion government agency that controls healthcare that covers half the nation. But Kennedy faces significant concerns about his past statements about vaccines, reproductive rights, and AIDS. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Democratic Republic of Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi vowed on Wednesday to mount a vigorous coordinated response to reclaim territory seized by M23 rebels who captured the eastern city of Goma earlier in the week. Reuters' Sean Hogan.
In a televised address, Tshisekedi accused Rwanda of backing the M23 insurgency, which he described as a, quote, terrorist enterprise. The president said he had conveyed emergency meetings with government and military officials to assess the situation and plan countermeasures. Earlier on Wednesday, nearly 300 foreign mercenaries hired by the Democratic Republic of Congo government had surrendered to the rebel group. They were hired to bolster Congo's underpaid and disorganized army, but with limited coordination, made the conflict worse, according to a group which maps unrest in eastern Congo.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a facility that produces nuclear material and called for bolstering the country's nuclear capability, according to state media. The visit comes as North Korea ramps up pressure on the U.S. following the inauguration of U.S. President Donald Trump earlier in the month. Kim's move suggests a continued emphasis on an expansion of North Korea's nuclear arsenal, though Trump has said he's willing to talk to Kim again to revive diplomacy. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.